Thank you for tuning in to Senior Sense, Navigating Your Journey, a Mosaic Senior Life podcast series created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life. Every day we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that these podcasts will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski here with my co-host, David Magner. Today, we will be talking to Sherry Mercer about the importance of person-centered care in long-term care facilities. Sherry is the Director of Nursing at Mosaic Senior Life, bringing over 20 years of healthcare experience to her role. Her background includes extensive work in MDS, psychiatric care, geriatrics, and healthcare education. Sherry is a strong advocate for both residents and employees, committed to fostering high-quality care and supportive work environments. She is a recent graduate of the Dale Carnegie Program and holds a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from the University of Bridgeport. Thank you, Sherry, for being here with us today. Let's talk about person-centered care and how it's defined in a long-term care setting.
Thank you for having me, Mary and David. So when we talk about person-centered care, I don't think it just pertains to long-term care setting. I think it pertains to all settings, adult daycare, assisted living, memory care, as well as hospitals. But person-centered care is the individualized care plan or care for a particular resident, patient, client, etc. Person-centered is all about ensuring that the person's needs are heard and met by the caregiving staff, the team, as well as family.
Agreed. So, Sherry, for looking at person-centered care, particularly important for residents of long-term care, why is that so important and why should we be focusing on that as well?
It's so important for the residents in a long-term care setting because no one wakes up in the morning and says they want to come live in a long-term care facility. They have behaviors, they have habits, they have routines that they've had for years while living alone, while living with family members. So to uproot them from their routine, their behaviors, the things that they are used to and bringing them into an organization like ours, it is different to try to change what they're used to immediately. So that's why it's so important to try to figure out the person's needs, their wants, their desires, the things that they're used to, so that we can adjust their plan of care around them and not us.
Yeah, and how can the facility support the resident's choice while maintaining safety, of course, and regulatory compliance?
The facility can support that by speaking with the residents, speaking with the families, talking about the routines at home. Did they get up early? Did they sleep late? Did they sleep in a recliner versus a bed? When did they eat their meals? It's about the resident need. As long as it does not interfere with their safety, of course, we, you know, for example, we're not going to allow someone to sleep on a mattress on the floor. It's not going to be something where we're allowing a resident to eat a diet or a particular diet that is not safe for them or deemed unsafe for them by our speech therapist. So it's as much as we are allowed for the resident to be able to live their best life accordingly.
And so you sit with the family and you sit with the actual resident and ask them a bunch of questions, or how do you get that information from them so you know what to do?
So when a resident enters into a long-term care facility, the resident is met with by each person from the interdisciplinary team, whether it's the dietitian, the social worker, the MDS coordinator, of course, the supervisor on the floor, the nursing staff as well. Once they meet with the resident, a series of questions are always asked. How do you like your meals? Or do you drink coffee versus tea? Do you typically get up early or you sleep late? How do you take your medicine, right? That's important. We don't want to give somebody medication that is crushed when they're used to taking it whole. or they're used to taking their medication late in the day, we don't want to wake them up early in the morning to take their meds because it's not about us. This is their home. And we try to ensure that we keep that continuity going from home into the organization.
And getting to know them too. Our staff, I'm sure, is very much involved with them daily. Nursing and the CNAs, they learn their habits and as the days go on as well. Because sometimes you can't really pinpoint that out in a questionnaire, but as you live with them daily, you can pick up on those things.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You have to pay attention. Right. That's the most important thing that you can do for any resident coming into a nursing home, whether it's short-term rehab or long-term care. You have to pay attention to routines. You have to pay attention to the things they like, the things they don't like. And that's one of the things that plays a key role in patient-centered care.
I agree. So when we're looking at person-centered care, how does the frontline staff play a role? And what are some things we can do to improve upon the concept of giving person-centered care to individuals that are coming into, whether it's adult day, assisted living, or long-term care?
The frontline staff plays an important role in delivering patient-centered care. The first and most important thing you have to do is listen. You have to listen to what the resident is saying to you. You have to listen to what the patient is saying, what the family is saying. You have to listen. You have to pay attention. And as long as it doesn't interfere with the resident's safety or it doesn't interfere with regulatory compliances, we need to input and implement things that are surrounded around that patient-centered care.
And do you feel like how much does the caregiver or care partner play that role? So as Mary was saying, so if somebody comes in, of course, you get a questionnaire, but what's the importance of communication between staff and that caregiver, care partner, and member about making sure that those needs are being met?
It's so important because it helps to build a rapport and a relationship between the staff member as well as the person that you're caring for, as well as the family, right? Because if I'm a resident or a patient and I'm expressing to you that I don't like something and you continue to do the things that I don't like, then how am I going to be able to trust that you're going to do the things that I need you to do going forward when it comes to the care that I need and the care that I deserve to receive?
Can you give us a few examples of things that people have asked for that are, yes, we can comply with, or no, we can't comply with?
So one of the examples that I could give you is sleeping late, right? It's some people... People have their lives before they come into our organization. You have some residents that work night shift. They work night shift all their lives, right? They worked overnight. So they're used to sleeping during the day, right? But we're scheduling appointments early in the morning. We're waking them up for breakfast. We're scheduling things when it's their sleeping hour, right? They are used to and accustomed to being able to sleep those morning hours, getting up later in the afternoon and starting your day. Mm-hmm. But a staff continuously going in a room, making noise, interrupting your sleep is one of those examples that I could give that we're not focused on the patient. We're focused on ourselves mm-hmm. and what it is that we need to do and what we're trying to get done.
And that's a really great example because I know one thing that we do really well here at Mosaic is person-centered care is beyond just, you know, getting up medication, but also food. Mm-hmm. When we want to eat, whether it's breakfast, our choices, and therapeutic recreation. So can you kind of give us an example of how we are able to be flexible to our residents' needs on that?
So choices are a big part of Mosaic. Choices when it comes to mealtime. Residents are allowed to eat breakfast. Breakfast starts about 7:30 in the morning until about 10:30, 10:45. Breakfast is made to order, right? Everyone doesn't eat the same thing every day for breakfast. Someone may want a bowl of cereal and they're content with having their bowl of cereal. Someone else, breakfast might be their biggest and most important meal of the day for them. So they want it to be more heartier, more filling to them. So they may have scrambled eggs with pancakes, as well as other things. And we have homemakers in every single house, and they're able to have whatever it is that they would like for breakfast. But in addition to breakfast, the same thing can occur for lunchtime. Although we have a main meal and an alternate, we also have an everyday all day available menu. So even if they don't want those two things that are being offered that was cooked and brought up by the kitchen, they can always choose something else to eat. Again, that all plays a part in patient-centered care.
You know what else I didn't realize until I actually started working here is I heard this, and it's such a true statement, is this is their home. But once we start working here, we're like, yes, of course, this is their home. Let's not make changes because they have to feel comfortable as well, as long as it's safe.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that I explain to new people coming in, as well as, you know, family members that I meet, first of all, our unique setting is enough to explain and express to people this is a home-like environment, right? We are the first and only household care model nursing home in the state of Connecticut. And where residents reside, we call it homes. We call them houses because they live here. And our job as staff members are to ensure that the resident last days are their best days. So any way that we're able to do that for our residents, as long as it maintains their safety, as long as it maintains their dignity, as long as it fosters respect and relationships between them as well as the caregivers, why not? Let's do it.
That's great.
Sherry, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today to discuss the importance of person-centered care in long-term care organizations. We appreciate your feedback.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK. That's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life.org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.